Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our full in English class. Today we are going to learn 135. And now let's review what we've learned last time.
Have you just made a new film, Miss Marsh?
Yes, I have.
Are you going to make another?
No, I'm not.I'm going to retire. I feel very tired. I don't want to make another film for a long time. Let's buy a newspaper, Liz. Listen to this. Karen Marsh, Sensational News, by our reporter, Alan Jones.Karen Marsh arrived at London Airport today. She was wearing a blue dress and a mink coat. She told me she had just made a new film. She said she was not going to make another. She said she was going to retire.She told reporters she felt very tired and didn't want to make another film for a long time. I wonder why.
So last time we've got a sensational news that Karen Marsh was going to retire, but all of the people want to know why.Today, we're going to learn why he is going to retire. Now, let's first look at the new words and expressions. First one, future, 未来的 future. Get married, 结婚 get married. Hotel, 饭店 hotel. Latest, 最新的最晚的 latest. Introduce, 介绍Introduce. First one, future, 未来的将来的 For example, he met his future wife at law school. A set phrase, in the future. The future is always unknown to us. 所以 future 可以做形容词也可以做名词 Now let's look at the picture. That is a hotel.So, a hotel is a building where people stay, for example, on holiday, paying for their rooms and meals. Next one, latest. The latest news, 最新消息. She was the latest person to come to our class. Please try again later. 都是由原型 late, 迟晚的变形。Later, 比较级 latest, 最高级。下一个词 marry, 嫁或者是娶。切记这个地方我们不要用 with, 直接说 marry somebody, 和某人结婚就可以了。表达状态的我们用 be married, 或者是 get married。那么婚姻 marriage 是它的名词。Marriage life, 婚后生活。Married 还可以单独的当形容词讲，表示已婚的，结了婚的，比如说 married life。下一个词 introduce somebody to somebody， 把某人介绍给某人。May I introduce my friend George to you? Introduce oneself， 自我介绍。Introduce something into。把一个事物引进到哪里，一般是指新鲜的事物。For example, New Paris fashions are introduced into Shanghai every year. Introduction, 介绍，说明。Make a self-introduction, 做一个自我介绍。好啦，那我们把刚才学过的词请填在下面的句子里吧。第一句， People will be able to travel on the moon in the...Future. Number two, who's that girl? Can you introduce me to her? We stayed in a good hotel when we visited Beijing. Look at the shoes. They are the latest shoes in Paris. They are so popular. Okay, now let's look at the picture. From the picture, we can see who is she? Yes, that's a very famous actress, Karen Marsh. Can you guess what does she say? She may say some sensational news to the reporters. And there is a man standing behind her. Yes, maybe he is her new husband or future husband. And the third picture. What are they doing? They are reading the newspaper about Karen Marsh, the latest. Okay, now let's listen and answer the questions.
Are you really going to retire, Miss Marsh?
I may. I can't make up my mind. I will have to ask my future husband. He won't let me make another film.
Your future husband, Miss Marsh?
Yes, let me introduce him to you. His name is Carlos. We're going to get married next week. Look, Liz, here's another report about Karen Marsh. Listen. Karen Marsh, the latest. At her London hotel today, Miss Marsh told reporters she might retire. She said she couldn't make up her mind. She said she would have to ask her future husband. She said her future husband would not let her make another film. Then she introduced us to Carlos and told us they would get married next week.
That's sensational news, isn't it, Kate?
It certainly is. He'll be her sixth husband.
Now, let's ask and answer the questions. The first one, did Karen Marsh tell reporters she might retire? Yes, she did. Did she say she had made up her mind? No, she didn't. Who did she say? She would have to ask. She said she'd have to ask her future husband. When did she say she would get married? She said they'd get married next week. Now let's read the text together. Are you really going to retire, Miss Marsh? Miss Marsh, 您真的打算要退休了吗？ Really 表示真的，语气加强的意思。For example, try this wine, it's really delicious.I can't make up my mind. Make up one's mind, 下定决心。For example, they made up their minds to sell the house. Next one, I will have to ask my future husband. He won't let me make another film. Future husband, 未婚夫。Let somebody do something, that means allow somebody do something.Her parents wouldn't let her go out with that boy. Your future husband, Miss Marsh? Yes, let me introduce him to you. His name is Carlos.
是您的未来的老公？好，那让我来就给你们介绍一下吧。他的名字叫卡洛斯。
Introduce somebody to somebody. For example,May I introduce my sister to you? We are going to get married next week.
下周我们就要结婚了。
Get married, 结婚。When did you get married?
你何时结婚呢？
Look, Liz, here's another report from Karen Marsh.
快来看 Liz， 又一则报道是关于 Karen Marsh 的。Listen， 听 ，Karen Marsh the latest， Karen Marsh 最新消息。At her London hotel today, Miss Marsh told reporters she might retire. 今天在伦敦的宾馆，她告诉记者们，她即将退休。She said, Are you really going to retire, Miss Marsh? Yes, I may. I cannot make up my mind. 那么这一句话我们怎么将直接英语变成间接英语呢？ At her London hotel today, Miss Marsh told reporters she might retire.下面还有一些需要变成间接英语的句子，分别是 She said she would have to ask her future husband. She said her future husband would not let her make another film. 这些都是从采访中变成了新闻的报道，所以他们都是由直接英语变成了间接英语。Then she introduced us to Carols and told us they would get married next week. 接下来她还给我们介绍了 Carols， 并且告诉我们他们下周就要结婚了。That's sensational news, isn't it, Kate? 这真是一个爆炸性的新闻呢，是吗 Kate? It certainly is. He will be her sixth husband.他将成为他第六任丈夫了。 OK, now let's try to retell the story just according to the picture.
Are you really going to retire, Miss Marsh?
I may. I can't make up my mind. I will have to ask my future husband.He won't let me make another film.
Your future husband, Miss Marsh?
Yes, let me introduce him to you. His name is Carlos. We're going to get married next week. Look, Liz, here's another report about Karen Marsh. Listen.Karen Marsh, the latest. At her London hotel today, Miss Marsh told reporters she might retire. She said she couldn't make up her mind. She said she would have to ask her future husband. She said her future husband would not let her make another film.Then she introduced us to Carlos and told us they would get married next week.
That's sensational news, isn't it, Kate?
It certainly is. He'll be her sixth husband.
第135课，这不是最新消息。今天课文里的幽默主角是一位嫁了六位丈夫的 Miss Marsh。 巧了，耶稣也曾经在撒玛利亚遇见过一位结了五次婚又正和第六个男人同居的妇人。看来太阳底下真的没有什么新鲜事，过去发生过的事情现在正在发生，将来还会发生。过去有世界大战，现在的战争从来都没有停止过，多处有地震、瘟疫、饥荒、腐败、混乱、凶残和暴虐。荒唐的是，虽然我们每天都听到这些事情，却仍然猎奇这些光怪陆离的绯闻，喜闻乐见各种罪恶。我们好奇这有六个男人的撒玛利亚夫人有什么特质，却忽视了坐在她旁边的生命的主耶稣。正是这位平淡无奇的耶稣改变了这妇人的生命，拯救她脱离肉欲的喜乐，脱离钱财带来的平安感。这些都是魔鬼的陷阱，扼杀我们有限的生命，是我们的羞耻和痛苦。耶稣却可以让瞎子看见，也让这妇人看到自己的罪，看到新盼望的圣洁和喜乐。 耶稣却可以让瘫子行走，也让这妇人脱离罪的束缚得自由。耶稣甚至让死人复活，也让这妇人和我们的灵魂得生命。耶稣才是值得我们每日追求的好消息，福音。让我们祷告，主啊，求拯救我们顺从福音，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。